Leah Fitness on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.
So I've come along then to Leah Fitness in Harrogate in the Montpellier area. You will recognise it. It is turquoise. It's a beautiful green colour. And I'm here with Ray. Hello, Ray.
Hi, how are you doing? It even matches your fingernails.
It does, yeah. Well, I promise it was very deliberate. I thought I wanted to match the Leah Fitness signs today. Today we're going to talk about nutrition. And we're going to talk about sugar detoxing, which is something that you've been doing recently with some residents of Harrogate. Tell me all about that.
So it's 14 days ago now we started a sugar detox. And what it revolved around was eliminating all of the processed foods that they could from their diet and also eliminating added sugars from the different foods that they ate. So getting them to begin looking at the labels, to begin to understand how manufacturers hide things, like they call sugar different things like dextrose or maltodextrose. And they'll also spread sugar across four or five different names so that they don't have to list it as the number one ingredient in the food that they're buying. So for the last 14 days, we've been following loosely meal plans that revolve around eating unprocessed whole foods, some simple recipes that people can follow, and supported them to plan how they eat and what they do.
What is the aim then? Why would somebody want to cut sugar? And sugar is a lot about much more than just the, you know, powdery white stuff you put a spoon of in your tea or your coffee. It's carbohydrates as well. What are they hoping to accomplish?
Well, as we've seen in the media, sugar has all kinds of things that it does to us in a physical and mental way. And having the body function off the food that we eat, the natural food that we consume, rather than having the body function off something that's processed, is easier for us to maintain a more even keel, so to speak. Get up in the morning, we feel good, we go to bed at night, we sleep well. So the elimination of processed and refined sugars will create that homeostasis within the body.
I think a lot of people may be very familiar with that slump. People often call it a 3 p.m. slump, when you fix it a lot of the time by a couple of biscuits and a cup of coffee. That, I'm presuming, wouldn't be a situation if you had cut out sugar and processed foods.
Absolutely. What we do is we've given people other options for things to have when they get to that part of the day. But that's normally during the first 7 or 8 days of the change in what they eat. After that, those needs seem to go away because they've got the nutrition that they need to be able to function throughout the day without those peaks and troughs.
My name's Julie and I'm from Ripon, North Yorkshire. I've hit a certain age that I feel as if I want to concentrate a little bit on my health, looking towards the future, and hence the reason I joined Leah Fitness for the Pilates classes. And it was while I was exercising at Leah Fitness that I was invited to join the sugar detox, and I felt that it was very beneficial for my health moving forward.
Had you ever done anything like that before, sort of drastically changed your diet or specifically tried to cut out sugar?
No, I hadn't. I mean, I tried to eat healthily, but not specifically focused on sugar.
And what did it involve and what did you have to change?
Yeah, it really did involve thinking about what I was eating, not just in my main meals, but even in things like sauces, condiments, pickles, because it is actually surprising how much sugar is in produce that we buy and pick up in our day-to-day shopping.
Were there specific foods that you were worried about really missing?
Yes.
Which ones? A wine.
A glass of wine, because it's very high in sugar. The alcohol, especially socially at a weekend, if you're out with friends, because alcohol specifically is a bit of a no-no when you're having a bit of a sugar detox.
And how did you find it?
Tough. The first week was tough. And it's interesting when you're trying not to do something, it seems to come pop up into your mind quite often that you fancy a glass of wine.
Yeah.
The second week got a lot easier, and I'm now into my third week.
And how do you feel?
I feel, so thinking about this, I feel as if I haven't got as many energy dips during the day. Sometimes I found that afternoons I had a little bit of a slump of energy, but I'm feeling that that's not so prominent now. And exercising as well is coming a little bit easier. Also, I feel my head's a bit clearer.
Oh, really? So you almost feel a bit more switched on?
Yes. Yeah, a little bit more connected, and energy level definitely gone up a notch. And it's actually quite invigorating and refreshing.
Well, it's been really kind of fun. We've set up a WhatsApp group, all kinds of fantastic pictures, all the way from somebody making their own vegetable chips to one of our participants that actually had to make a Smarties cake for a birthday party and showed us the picture and then said that she didn't feel like having any of it.
Ah.
So it's been great response from well, I think we started out with about 32 people, and I still think we've got almost 30 people that are participating in the detox that are quite happy to now talk about what we can do next.
So if there's somebody listening who would like to find out more about this, can they come and talk to somebody at Lea Fitness about getting involved either with you, Ray, or with one of the team members?
Absolutely. The hardest thing about it is planning. It's just making sure that you've got good food, or that if you're out, that you plan to make sure that you can get something that fits.
Okay, Ray, thank you very much. And people can find out more, they can search online for Lea Fitness Harrogate, and it's Lea, L-E-A-R. Thank you very much, Ray.
Thank you.
Lea Fitness on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.